After an interruption that lasted 34 years, Major League Baseball returned to Washington, D.C. last night. About 45,000 fans witnessed the city's new team, the Nationals, defeat the Arizona Diamondbacks. Final score was 5-3, although the outcome did not matter as much as that the game was played at all. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It was a night to savor, cool, clear, and filled with the familiar welcome sounds of baseball. The evening was packed with ceremony as baseball marked its return to Washington by paying homage to its past, the Washington Senators, the team that left in 1971 to become the Texas Rangers. For Chuck Hinton, who played just about every position for the Senators in the 1960s and remains a Washington resident, the night was an occasion worth celebrating.
It's a wonderful feeling to have your own team. And so the Nationals are our team. And they're doing extremely well right now, so that's beside the point. But the point is that baseball is back in Washington. Major League Baseball is back in Washington. That's very important.
The Nationals used to be Montreal's team, the Expos, which Major League Baseball owners bought thinking they would dissolve the franchise. Instead, they decided to move it to America. And Washington, the nation's largest market without a team, won the prize last fall. Baseball in Washington has not always been such a gift. The Senators were often mediocre, if not downright lousy, the whole first in war, first in peace, last in the American League thing. But that was then. Last night was about now. President Bush traveled across town to throw out the ceremonial first pitch, and then stadium announcer Charlie Brotman, reprising his role with the Senators, brought the crowd to its feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the moment we've all been waiting for. We've been waiting 34 years for this. Let's meet your 2005 Washington Nationals.
And with the scoreboard clock reading 7:06, electricity, exhilaration, ecstasy, as Nationals pitcher Levon Hernandez fired a fastball past the Diamondbacks' Craig Council, and baseball had come home. In the concourses of the old stadium, fans lined up for hats and T-shirts and hot dogs and beer. 13-year-old Jermel Gooden at the game with his grandmother said he hopes to come back for more.
I actually played for 3 years now, so I'm very excited about the Washington Nationals.
What do you play?
I play right field.
What do you think about these guys? Are they any good?
Yes. As they continue to progress, they're going to get better and better eventually.
And Bob Faber, helping a friend hawk program, said the night had been a long time coming.
Yes, I was at the last game. My dad brought me here. We went to games all the time. Said we bought the 75-cent bleacher seats, and life was good.
Now, 34 years later, the 75-cent bleacher seats are gone and the programs are $10. But for baseball fans, life in Washington is good again. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.